The Investing in African Mining Indaba taking place at the Cape Town International Convention Center. It is the 21st such gathering, bringing together government leaders, investors, and mining executives. It's seen as a networking opportunity, but I suppose over the years it's had to evolve as the mining sector itself has evolved on the African continent. We're speaking to someone who's attended probably 7 or 8 of these. Her name is Jessica van Onselen, who is MD of JVO Consulting, and she focuses on political engagement and political risk in the mining industry. Jessica, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
So this is, as I said, the 21st one. You've attended quite a few. How has it evolved over time?
I think the biggest change for me that I've seen over the last 10 years or so has definitely been the rise of the voices of those who were traditionally marginalized in the mining conversation, particularly communities and those who are affected by mining. So we've seen the rise of alternate Indaba, which is not actually held in the exact space as Indaba, it's a few kilometers away, but is an important event for communities and NGOs working in the mining space to give voice to those who have mining in their daily lives. The other is the increasing presence of African governments at the mining Indaba. Traditionally, it was just a private sector space, but we've now seen the African Union really spearheading the presence of the African Ministers Symposium, which is held just before an Indaba. And that gives an opportunity for ministers of mining from all across the continent to come together and share experiences and share learnings and share lessons learned. And I think that's been a really positive opportunity for the continent to sort of communicate with itself. That's been good to see.
And do you get a sense that in those conversations, there is a sharing of knowledge and people actually apply those things, because we are obviously one continent but so many different countries, and investors coming in could play, and I put this in inverted commas, a divide and rule kind of concept, I suppose.
Mining is always going to be an emotional topic, and I think in the engagements between the private sector and government, there it's very likely that there's always going to be a little bit of bashing of heads and different perspectives. I think that's healthy and normal, and to be encouraged in these sorts of engagement. Lessons learned are being shared, and fora such as this are really important for that kind of happening. In the interministerial symposium, you're seeing the swapping of ideas. This worked for me. This didn't work for me. Nationalisation worked here. It didn't work here, and why? And in the private sector, also just the swapping of sort of projects and big undertakings that have or haven't worked. So absolutely, yes, there's more and more sharing going on. I'm definitely seeing that.
What are some of the main issues facing the mining sector on the African continent that you think investors are going to be engaging on here?
Commodity prices are still sluggish, and so that has a number of ramifications. A good example is that in Zambia recently, we've seen the proposed trebling of the mining royalty from 6% to 20%, which is an astonishing leap, and has obviously shaken the Zambian copper industry quite fundamentally. But I think that that's indicative of mining companies and governments having different perceptions of what value is for them. And so obviously host governments such as Zambia are saying, we would like to see the benefit more. We would like to make sure that, you know, mining is worthwhile economic activity in our economies. Mining sector saying, look, the copper price is dropping. We are having a bit of a difficult time. How do we still maintain this investment? Those are complicated conversations without easy solutions, but that's one of the main tensions we're going to see in 2015, is that what are the revenue streams need to look like for both parties? Another key theme is beneficiation. President Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe has just assumed the chairmanship of the African Union and made very clear the top of his agenda is going to be beneficiation and adding value to minerals. So we can look forward to that really taking a prominent place on the African agenda in mining in 2015 for his term in office.
Are there any South African specific issues? I know we all talk about the electricity shortages. We've been facing this since 2008, so I would assume that investors already know we have an electricity problem. But are there other issues that we should be concentrating on?
Power is a big issue, but I think number one going forward is probably the revisiting of the Mineral and Petroleum Resource Development Act, the awkwardly titled MPRDA. It's the key piece of legislation around mining in this country. And President Zuma sent it back to Parliament through a letter he wrote in January saying that he was not convinced that the current version would pass constitutional muster, which is quite a serious concern for the President to flag. That bill goes back to Parliament, and then a number of things can happen. The text could change substantively. It could possibly be split. split between mining and oil and gas, acknowledging that perhaps those two sectors require different legislation. But the MPRDA is a key piece of legislation. Minister Ramaphosa will address the mining indaba tomorrow morning on Tuesday, and we'll all be looking to that speech to see any indication of what might happen with the MPRDA. But that's a big story for 2015.
And finally, what do you hope to see come out of this year's indaba?
I always say that I'd like to see a little less conversation and a little more action. There's a lot of motherhood statements about we'd like to work together, we're all in this together, we're all shared stakeholders, we need mining to work for our countries. And I have no doubt that stakeholders believe that sincerely, but we need to translate those statements into actual action, and I think that takes the form of real partnerships in which both parties have a finger in the pie and are part of the game, and that would really be a positive development.
We'll leave it there. Thank you so much. That's Jessica van Onselen, who's MD of JVO Consulting.